Hello and welcome to the weekly FGM TV News Review. I'm Susan Mitchell. Here at FGM TV, we focus on programs and news that illuminate the truth of Falun Gong, which is also known as Falun Dafa. Falun Dafa is a traditional Chinese spiritual discipline that includes exercise and meditation. Its principles are based on Zhen Shan Ren, being true, good, and enduring, which is also translated as truth, compassion, and tolerance. The practice began in China in 1992 and quickly spread by word of mouth throughout the country. In 1998, a government survey concluded that the number of practitioners exceeded membership in the Communist Party. 1 year later, dictator Jiang Zemin began a brutal persecution that violates not only the Chinese constitution, but also international treaties signed by China. Our top story this week, Falun Gong vigils are held worldwide to bring awareness of 100 hunger strikers in Jilin prison in China. Mr. Chen Jun Liu has been tortured to the brink of death in Jilin prison. He is shown here in a photo printed in China Newsnet on April 1, 2002. To protest the savage treatment of Mr. Liu, approximately 100 Falun Gong practitioners in Jilin prison have gone on a dangerous hunger strike. Dangerous because prison officials often force-feed hunger strikers. More than 10% of recorded deaths of Falun Gong practitioners are due to such force-feeding. Practitioners around the world are holding peaceful appeals and candlelight vigils outside Chinese embassies and consulates to bring attention to this human rights issue.
I think he's very courageous because throughout all this persecution, all the practitioners have wanted to do is to tell the truth, and it is exactly the truth that the people doing the persecution are afraid of. So he risked his life to tell the truth to others. He didn't do anything wrong. He just let people know what they have the right to know, the right to know what's going on around them, what's going on to millions of Falun Gong practitioners. I think truth is something that people all over the world cherish. They feel like they have the right to know the truth. And the people in China and all over the world through this persecution have been lied to, and they have the right to know. And so I think anybody who risks their life to tell the truth is very courageous. We should try to help them as much as we can. That's why we're here today.
At a recent press briefing, Adam Montanaro of the Falun Dafa Information Center in New York advised that sources in China confirmed that several Mary Kay employees and or sales consultants have lost their jobs in China. They were fired when they refused to sign a statement guaranteeing they will neither practice nor advocate for Falun Gong. The Mary Kay Corporation is a U.S.-based company with headquarters in Dallas, Texas. It's widely known for its upright principles and values, especially with regards to enriching the lives of women. More than 120,000 Chinese women are employed in the flourishing China operation. But now, in China, Mary Kay is forced into a position of choosing between losing such a plentiful business or becoming an accomplice to Jiang Zemin's regime to violate international laws as well as its own company's mission statement. In late September, practitioners promoted Falun Gong at the Alternative Therapies Fair in Stavanger, Norway. Their exhibit was situated on a platform which made it very easy for people to see the exercises demonstrated. Practitioners reported that visitors to the fair were very eager, curious, and interested to chat with them, and they often found themselves spontaneously surrounded by large groups of people who wanted to find out more. They say that at the fair last year, many people had never heard of Falun Gong before, but this time it seemed that most visitors already knew about the practice. Petals of Peace on an Australian beach. In late October, practitioners from different parts of Australia formed a gigantic lotus flower on Sydney's famous Bondi Beach. Dozens of people worked tirelessly through the night to form the flower. It was a peaceful gesture to Australians and to people around the world, and a symbol of the never-changing message of peaceful dialogue with the Chinese government, as well as a solemn reminder that innocent practitioners are being persecuted brutally in mainland China. Petals of Peace is a project inspired by Little Fadu, three-year-old daughter of Jane Dai, whose husband and Little Fadu's father, Chen Chenyong, was a victim of the persecution. The huge lotus could be seen not only from the sky, but also by satellite. The Australians hoped that the message was clear and would resonate with everyone who could make a difference. The Queensland Vocal Ensemble also publicly launched the song Petals of Peace and sang a number of other songs. As their voices echoed throughout the beach, the clouds also dispersed, forming a circle of blue sky that expanded as more and more practitioners arrived to participate in the event. Thanks for watching the weekly FGM TV News Review. I'm Susan Mitchell. See you next week.